Dunham. She smiled up at me. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
See the sun.
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. About 82% of the U.S. population is likely to experience temperatures topping 90 degrees this week. CBS Baltimore meteorologist Steve Sosna says this one has staying power.
This one is a marathon, not a sprint. Usually that first heat wave of the season lasts about 3 or 4 days. This one could go 7 or more days, and the second half of it really could be tough stuff in terms of those temperatures.
Crews battling the Post Fire in Los Angeles County have their hands full. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
Flames exploded overnight in the rugged terrain just north of Los Angeles. High winds, hot temperatures, and dry brush fueling what is now California's largest wildfire this year. Quickly, this fire went from 500 acres Saturday afternoon to more than 12,000 acres in a matter of hours.
And the fire now covers 19 square miles. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is said to be a contender to be former President Donald Trump's running mate a year after he said he would not do business with Trump. Burgum was on Fox News Sunday today.
Had a chance to spend a ton of time with him since January, and I wish every American could see him the way Catherine and I have got to know him in the last 6 months, because this guy is tireless, he's committed, he's smart, he's funny, he's nothing like he's portrayed in the press.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is criticizing the Israeli military's plan to pause the battle in Gaza along a main road to let more aid get in. Lucy Williamson of BBC News has more from Jerusalem.
This was a battle between rhetoric and reality in Gaza. The limited daily truce announced by Israel's army along a key aid route, triggering outrage from far-right ministers opposed to sending in more aid. The army's response, that the daily truce from 8 in the morning until 7 at night did not mean the fighting in southern Gaza would stop, only created confusion over what exactly was happening on the ground.
The United Nations says no aid moved in that area today. The investigation continues into a shooting at a splash pad in Rochester Hills, Michigan yesterday, a shooting that left 9 people, including kids, injured. CBS News correspondent Charlie DeMar has the latest.
A 9mm pistol and 3 magazines were recovered at the scene. Sheriff's deputies say the shooter had a history of mental health challenges and killed himself inside his home. At a news conference, the sheriff showed an image of a semi-automatic weapon found on the suspect's kitchen table. Detectives investigating his motives said he had no connection to the victims.
An 8-year-old boy remains in critical condition with a gunshot wound to the head. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
On this Father's Day, CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman takes a look at some of the challenges facing working dads.
Working dads are saying what they'd consider the best workplace gift in honor of Father's Day.
Unlimited career advancement while also having control of their schedule and flexibility.
John Asdell with personnel consulting firm Robert Half says 51% of working fathers worry about losing their current level of job flexibility.
In this day and age, I think the word flexibility probably means some working from home, some working in the office.
The answer, maintain flexibility with communication.
Can I prioritize work so I can leave early to make my child's game? You can still have those conversations even if you're working in the office full time and plan with your team and with your boss.
34% of dads feel their workplace advancement is stalled. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Happy Father's Day. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 70. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, a high in the low 90s with a storm or two. A slight storm chance Tuesday, staying warm and muggy, high upper 80s. Right now, it's 76.
Yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Oh. do much.
Round and round and round and round.
Yeah.
Round and round and round and round.
That's all right.
Round and round and round.
Yeah.
Round and round and round.
Twist all night.
Round and round and round.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s, but they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I come back.
it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
green-eyed ladies.